യ പ്രാണതോ നിമിച്ഛത്തോ മഹിത്വൈക ഇദ്വാജോ ജഗതോ ബഭൂവ വ ഇഷ അസ്യ ദ്വിപത ശ്രുത്പത പദഹ കസ്മൈ ദേവായ ഹവിഷാം വിദേം യേന ത്രോജസ്ത്രാ പൃഥിവീച ദൃഢലാത് ദേന സ്തവ സ്തംഭിതം യേന നാകഹ യോ അന്തരിക്ഷേ രജസോ വിമാന കസ്മൈ ദേവായ ഹവിഷ വിദേമ ഋഗ്വേദ 10:121-1235. Whose greatness has made him the one sole king of this animate and inanimate world, who is the creator and lord of all bipeds and quadrupeds, he is to whom we offer our prayers. He by whom the heavenly bodies are uplifted, the earth is made stable, by whom the firmament and heaven are established, who pervades the entire space by his spiritual essence, he it is to whom we offer our prayers. Today I will read two letters from Swami Nisheshananda to his disciples. One is dated 9th December 1978. My dear, love and good wishes to you both and to all friends for a happy Christmas and New Year. Congratulations for coming parenthood to take full effect by July end. I am giving the sketch of a handkerchief similar to the one which made after my first meeting with them. By repeating the words pure, true, strong, wise, full, free, keen, sure, calm, sweet, home, world, God, and also capital and labor, we cover a list of virtues desirable for all. These words can be repeated in any order, two or three at a time, like pure, true, or full, free, home, world, calm, sweet, calm, keen, keen, strong, and so on, as it strikes the imagination without effort. Dwell on the meanings of these words for a few seconds, taking it as a wonderful game. Practice ease and poise while mentally dwelling on the words and their meanings. As the waves of meanings are repeated, a powerful magnetic field is created. It pulls new persons, new objects, and new events into itself. Any onlooker not knowing the principle will say that miracles are taking place. The only miracle is that God's grace appears as human thought when repeated with these meanings, draws to the thinker all favorable things. Our body is God's temple. Our seemingly separate minds and are His one undivided, perfect, creative office. When these facts are recognized, an inward awakening takes place, which alters the whole course of life. If possible, make a decorated handkerchief with some satin cloth. If possible, again, get some bright plastic stuff called sequences and stitch them onto the handkerchief so that the words shine and become unforgettable. The idea is to make the pregnant lady's thoughts dwell on those virtues. As she does it, the child within gets them directly from the mother onto his habit level. In other words, a divine child is born, bringing blessings to the home, meaning all ancestors on the sides of the wife and husband, and world as a whole. World means all communities, white, black, yellow, black, Christian, Muslims, Buddhists, and Hindu. Add these to the capital and labor, which ordinarily clash. The child born with the impress of these words and their meanings will be a peacemaker by mere presence. Then what to speak of thought and speech? If only 200 women could grasp this principle and beget godly children, war will be smoothly replaced by peace. May your wife directly write these words and ideas into the wire these words and ideas into the coming child. With prayers, yours affectionately, Swami Nisheshananda. And he has a little picture of how to do this particular one beautifully done. Your wife can take a little trifula once in 2 days, followed by a little warm water sipped This will make bowels clear, avoid varicose veins, make blood pure, therefore baby's color, health, etc. Perfect. Cold pack using pleasant cold water applied to the vice front covering birth passage too will be good. Whatever impurity can make the baby sick at any time will be automatically expelled as discharge. This will ensure delivery within a few minutes and plenty of milk for baby, enough to last 30 months. This was what Brahmins of olden days did when they kept wet cloth on their waist after each bath. They kept wet cloth till it got dried with body's heats. Brahmins bathed twice. Packs lasted about a total of 8 hours daily. Your wife can keep it for 4 hours each day. Do not get upset if nose drips a few times or she sneezes now and then. That is a good sign that packs are cleaning the entire system. Avoid pills to induce sleep and trust in God who sits in each cell and as the baby within. God alone comes as child. Any pregnant lady can follow these simple remedies throughout the 9 months and bring down God himself as a child to bless the family and the world. If you repeat these words and dwell on their meanings, your jaw problems will fade out without any effort. Others also can get his next education, a better job, etc. His bodily health has vastly improved by the simple water treatment and change of attitude. Somebody is here making applications regularly. Hope he will soon get a good job. Then he can stay in the center itself and go for his work. Keep the steam bath once in a week. Slowly you can put steam up to the neck, leaving head free. Sponge bath down after steam. At night, put cold pack on waist and legs. Brahma Sutras are difficult because they make Upanishads terms yield the same meaning. Brahman, condition and unconditioned. Each meditation has a distinct result. Realization of the undifferentiated means immediate freedom. Here now, meditation on the condition leads to gradual liberation. Karma Mukti. Give my greetings to all our friends. Yours affectionately, Swami Nisheshananda. Another letter, dated 18th February 1982. My dear doctor, love and best wishes to you and others. Thanks for your successful letters, the last bringing the good news about all the people. The RK Center in the capital Lusaka is celebrating Sri RK's birthday on 25th and on the following Sunday. I am leaving on Saturday, the 20th of February. I shall return in about 3 weeks. Old illnesses lurking in the system reappear in mild forms, wave after wave. I get such waves quite often. As there is only one disease, impurities in the blood, I try the same combination of yoga exercise, steam bath, cold compresses and the jam with the 6 powders like dry ginger, black pepper, etc. Lastly, I try to keep my mind clean, calm and devoted to God. God seated in all, nay, appearing as all. How long and what condition and this body of his making will survive is not my concern. How I can manage to maintain a fairly sattvic attitude in the midst of unpleasant experiences, -4 + 16 ratio is the work assigned to me. And that is not unpleasant at all. I take it as a nice adventure, God tilting the outside, and when I love him, he lights up my inside with a new idea and a new attitude. So the Leela goes on. He is the senior partner in the game, myself the junior partner. We are together anyway, and that is all it matters. The Atman is eternally awake. Let us feel that one in all his glory within without, even in the small set of actions, like affixing stamp to your letter. See how without physical presence, by simply showering flowers on the earth, interspace on the heavens, some of the disciples' problems are being solved by the love whom he adored in his spacious home many times. Let's continue showering flowers as before on all the friends and families. Things will work. God is the only mover. We are the fortunate witnesses of what he creates us. I am using a new textbook, Magic Words by U.S. Anderson. It was once a Melvin Powers publication. We try to rush about, hurry or worry. Your action will be guided by universal mind, and all the things you need for final success will be directly in your path. So your tools will come, so your workers, so finally with all the organization and help you need. Opportunity will eventually knock on your door, ring your telephone, greet you in the malls, mails, visit you in the lunchroom, seek you at work, and play and rest so that you will wonder what deluge has been unloosened. Those who work in tune with God have an unseen army aiding them. Page 256. With love and greetings and flower showering, yours affectionately. If you think it was my physical presence that created the clarity, why not the same physical presence guide other people's thoughts to pay my further visits to America? Why all Swamis were made to get prayer sanctions from trustees at Belur Math to invite brothers from one country to another? No. Physical bodies do not create bright ideas. Judas got Jesus crucified. Peter denied him and Thomas doubted him. Cosmic guide Hiranyagarbha is the one mind present where transfer of ideas are concerned. Hiranyagarbha invites you for ceremonies. He guides you to invest fees and deposits. He knows whom to bring, whom to ban, whose door to open, and what door to close for a time. Hiranyagarbha will find a satisfying way of utilizing the funds among his numerous children, especially the neglected ones. Gods corresponding with gods, playing with gods, working with gods, sometimes in one place together, at other times in different areas, as they designed by him. May the handkerchief shower blessings upon her when you educate. In cosmic mind, nothing is really lost. Gain is ever, everywhere present. Yours affectionately, Swami Nisheshananda. I will close with a prayer. Kayena vacha manasa indriyarvya buddhyotpanava prakrite svabhavat karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai narayana yeti samarpayami. Whatever I do, either by body, speech, mind or sensory organs, either with my personal knowledge or natural trait, I surrender and submit all to that supreme divine Narayana.